Listening Library presents What Jamie Saw by Carolyn Coleman. Chapter 1. When Jamie saw him throw the baby, saw Van throw the little baby, saw Van throw his little sister Nin, when Jamie saw Van throw his baby sister Nin, then they moved. That very night, or was it early morning, some time of day or night that felt like it had no hour at all, Jamie and his mother and Nin left the house where they'd been living with Van, Van's house, and they drove to Earl's apartment above Daggert's Sand and Gravel in Stark, New Hampshire, and from there they went on to the trailer. Up until the second he saw Van throw the baby, Jamie had been sleeping in the bedroom he shared with his half-sister Nin. The sound of her crying and crying, she was such a crybaby, had gone inside Jamie's dream. In his dream, the crying was some sort of siren or alarm. Was it a fire drill at school? Jamie was in his third-grade classroom with Mrs. Desrochers, and he was running around, even though he knew better, knew that he was supposed to walk, not run, and he was trying to figure out what to do. It wasn't the crying that woke him up. It was some other sound. What was it? Something else that made him spring up in bed, lean back on his elbows, and open his eyes wide just in time to see Van reach into the crib and grab Nin and throw her, fire her across the room, like a missile, like a bullet, like a shooting star, like a football. No, like nothing Jamie'd ever seen before. And quicker than Jamie could even take in what he'd just seen, quicker than any beginning or middle...